We now get to the bracha of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, which according to Chazal, we make when we put our shoes on in the morning. Interesting that that's called who provides me with all my needs. I mean, shoes are great. Shoes are important. What does wearing shoes have to do with being provided with all one's needs? So Rafash explains, in the view of Chazal, in their Hashkafa, the idea of putting on shoes is an outward sign of being prepared to engage in self-reliant activity. If you don't wear shoes, you're basically stuck at home all day. You can't venture out into the street. You certainly can't venture out into the workplace. I know as a kid, I used to, you know, everyone has their own recurring dreams and recurring nightmares. I was outside, I was on the train, and I had no shoes on. And the moment you have no shoes on, you're vulnerable. You're subjected to the elements. I was once on the Teal, and we were in Water Rapids, and my sandal fell off, and I had to finish the, I went and got lost somewhere down the river. I remember having to finish this hike in Eretz Yisrael with one shoe. It just doesn't work. It's painful. You're vulnerable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make us that way. By contrast, says Rav Hash, in Tanakh, certainly Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare, the burning bush, in the Beis Hamikdash, when you step upon sacred ground, you have to take your shoes off. What does that mean? It means relinquishing your independence and your complete surrender to that which is Kadosh. Therefore, this bracha of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki means all of human achievement, everything that we have in life, as represented by our activities outside of the home, in the world of commerce, in the world of parnasa, in the world of interacting with others, all of that only stems from one source, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, who's provided me with everything that I need. The Gemara tells us, a person should sell everything they have to buy shoes, because Chazal understood we're simply not functional without them. In fact, there's a deeper level. Shema Farshim explained why Moshe Rabbeinu has to take his shoes off at the snare. Why? Because the world is made up of doimim, tzemeach, chai, medaber, inanimate objects, vegetation, animal objects, life, and then human life. And therefore there's bedrock, and then there's vegetation. And we human beings stand on the vegetation and upon the bedrock. In order for that order to work properly, there has to be animal in between. Davka, there's an Indian of wearing leather shoes, and having chai in between Tzomeach and Medaber. That's the different levels of the Seder of the Bria. One of the things that happened in the Holocaust, certainly in the concentration camps where the Jews were to be dehumanized, their shoes were taken away. Best to give them wooden clogs. Sewed them down, meant they couldn't escape. Made life incredibly difficult for them. And perhaps even above all, it was dehumanizing, ill-fitting wooden clogs. Just doesn't work. Having shoes that fit is a tremendous bracha. And therefore, when we make this bracha of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, we realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu is really providing everything for us, as symbolized by our shoes, our ability to go outside, go to the great outdoors, and interact with the world. May we always appreciate that.